All right, what's good, guys? It's Barada with no... Fuck. It's been so long since I did this, bro. I'm lying, because I think the last time I dropped a podcast was probably, like, 2 months ago.
Jeez.
But if you guys don't know, we got the one and only Tap In Kicks. And, shoot, House of Heritage, right?
House of Heritage.
The new business right there. And if you guys don't know, TJ Tran.
Shit. Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me, man.
I'm saying. So, let's talk about the... the shorts that you guys just dropped, right?
Yeah, so we're dropping these shorts. They're coming out on Sunday at 10 a.m., Sunday, May 28th at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And then, so how it kind of came about, I'm already into, like, sneakers, fashion, and these things that I see all these other guys' inspiration and, like, people that I've looked up to. Eventually, from sneakers, they all created their own brands. Mm-hmm. They're doing their own like clothing lines, things like that. And I was watching. I'm like, man, if other people can do this, like, why would I not be able to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So me and the homie, one day we're just kicking it. Like, straight up, he was like, hey, pull up. We're going to have a couple beers and we're just going to chill, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we're just kicking it at the crib.
Yeah.
And he has a clothing brand and he sells a lot of, like, graphic tees.
Yeah.
So I was talking to him. I was like, bro, I bet you I could push a lot of shorts. Like, shorts, you know, people in the summer, they're going to want it. You know, it's a go-to thing. And then we just decided on the idea of, like, a kind of like a bootleg Dior print. So it's like a, we call it the DD print. And then we just played with the colors a little bit. And then, they finally came out, like, 4 months later.
So it was just a 4 month process, and then
It took a while because we planned how we wanted to market it, and then, like, what we really wanted to do with the brand, and, like, where it will head.
Yeah.
This is just the very initial thing, just to get things rolling, get it hype.
Yeah,
because it's a very easy product for, like, people to see, and they already know what, like, the brand is, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this way it's just like, we just had to make a eye-catching colorway, basically, because we know the design was going to go. You know, everybody's going to mess with it. People know it for, you know, how iconic it is.
Yeah.
So because of this, it was just, we're able to work on the colorways so easy and, push it out.
I mean, shit, the rest is history at that point, because you already got the right people for, like, each, you know, each step of the way. Because, like you said, you were telling me earlier, it's like your homie was like, yeah, let's kick it. And then sooner or later, shit, business partner, you know?
Yes, sir.
Type of thing like that. And so what would you say, I guess, with this first drop? I know you only dropped it, a couple days ago. So, like, how has distributing it been going?
So we haven't even initially dropped it. So, like, the only people that got their hands on it now is just family and friends.
Oh, okay.
And
that's what I was going to say. Because you said, yep, hey, bro, I'm about to drop off these shorts and I'll pull up. And I was like, yep. So I was like, damn, so is anybody already just making runs for the shorts and stuff or what?
Yeah, I was just getting it out to family and friends. I let people, because it's pretty limited quantity.
Yeah.
And we don't have that many sizes in each, to be honest.
Gotcha.
So whoever locked in their order early or, like, saw my post, because I was just like, hey, these are limited quantity. If someone wants to come, like, if you guys want them, I got them for you right now. And I posted it, like, only on Snapchat, because I don't have that many people on Snapchat, So then it's all, like, family and friends. So the people that hit me up, I was able to lock in orders for them.
Oh, yeah.
Just so they don't sell out, like, prior to them being able to get it.
Yeah, no, I heard you. Damn. Well, that's filthy, though, just getting into, like, the apparel things, because... Bro, I remember when you first started the Tap In Kicks back in... So, like, when was it? Like, 2018? Or was it 20, I guess,
tap
before?
Tap In Kicks
I'm
was,
trying to think, bro.
Hold on. So, we...
18, bro, I think.
It was around 2018, 2019.
End of 2018, because I feel like that's... Because you had the Spider-Man 1.
Spider-Man 1.
And and it was a snow background. I remember you had that for the profile picture or
that's
something.
That's true.
So...
I think it was around 2018, you're right. But, I didn't really, like, you know, it was its own page and everything, but I didn't really focus on it as a business. I was just like, here and there, let me post my flips, you know?
Yeah.
But really getting into that for Tap In, it was, I was like right before COVID, like.
So 2019, 2020?
It was like 2019, right when we graduated, I went heavy into the resale. And then I was already doing it in high school, but I wanted that to be my main focus. So while I was in college, I didn't want to like work another job. Like, you know, I didn't want to work a job in college. So then instead of working out part-time, I was like, hey, I'm going to do this resale thing and see where it takes me. And you already know, like, people know us for like sneakers, and we love sneakers, we love fashion. So then it was just like an easy gateway in, and then you know, just building connections from there.
No, I feel like that's, I mean, shoot, it's only what, like May now, so I mean, that's a good way to start 2023, you know. Honestly, just keep on, like, keep the ball rolling and all that. But besides the shorts, I mean, how has 2023 been like for you? I mean, because it's only, I mean, 5 months already flew by for me, bro. I don't know about you.
Man, it's 2023 is going kind of quick. To be honest, like, man, I just gotta be more on my grind, because I do work now, and you know, so Tapping Kicks is still going, but I haven't been as active recently, so I just need to get back on it. But it's really cool to see, because when I do post, I do have a lot of pairs fly, and it just shows that, like, the people that were with me before, and they actually stuck with me till now, so they're actually, like, genuinely, you know, part of what I created, which is really cool.
The community that you, you know, with the brand that you made. You know, now you got everybody, oh, shoot, I got to tap in with Tapping. What's up, you know?
And then now, those same people, too, because they really stuck. So now, like, when I posted House of Heritage, like, on Tapping, I was just like, hey, these shorts are dropping. Go check it out. And then everybody was swiping up. They're like, damn, these shorts are fire. And then, but they didn't even know it was me, because I didn't post
it. Oh, so you didn't even say nothing.
I didn't even say anything.
Bro, because I was looking on your page to earlier. I was like, bro, what was the brand called, bro? And I tried to check your bio. You didn't have it in there. I was like, oh. I was like, damn, I got to find it. All right, bet. Boom, found it.
Yes, sir.
No, but I guess, like, when it comes to the marketing side of the, just, you know, marketing the shorts, I guess, like, how has being... You know, you had Tapping Kicks prior. So how has that, I guess, translated to just being able to start a new business or a new brand like that?
I'm really familiar with it, because originally, like, Tapping Kicks, how that started and the growth of that. And then from Tapping Kicks came Supply Lock, right?
Oh, yeah.
So then I had Supply Lock going for a little while. And that's one of those things, too, you learn, like, different realms of business, and for me that was like a whole membership thing, and then maintaining it, and I realized, like, how hard it really is to maintain, like, membership type of things, but it's all a learning experience, of course.
That's nice.
And then that's a learning experience, and since that didn't work out, I was like, you know what, you know, there's always gonna be failures, gonna be successes, so I'm gonna bet on myself again, and I took this risk to start this new brand, and I'm fine with taking it how it goes and just keep putting that work and time into it, because what you put into something is what you're going to get out.
No, that's facts. That's facts. Most definitely. I feel like, shoot, just seeing Tapping where it's at. Like you said, you haven't been posting in a while. Boom. And then you post it. Everybody's looking. Boom, boom, boom. And then, you know, you already got your shit. You already got like 10 pairs sold right there. Boom. You know, like,
yes, you know, sir.
And what would you say, like, I guess, what was the process when it comes to even making House of Heritage?
The process.
I was just like, was it you just like, okay, I'm just rocking that name, or did you, was it like,
oh, for the name
itself?
Yeah,
for the name of it, yeah, the actual.
Originally, I wanted to do something around, like, the key things was like, I wanted it to be something about being like the best and being hardworking, being, and the words that we were trying to work around were like brilliance, excellence, and like legacy. Those were the three words we wanted to build around, really, because all those things mean like you're gonna go outperform yourself yesterday, right? Like, be your best version of yourself daily. That's my goal every single day in, day out, right? It doesn't matter like what it is. It could be like physical activity, like it could be like mentally, emotionally, whatever, right? Every single day, be your best. And then that's kind of how I came up with like the meaning behind it and where I wanted to take the brand. And then that's kind of where House of Heritage comes from, because I want to create something in the future that, like, you know, it can become a heritage for like new people coming onto it or whatever. And like, I'm able to be the start of like other people's business and help them grow, whatever, or just in general, just help people grow and be the best of like possible. So.
No, I feel like, see, I needed the explanation, because I was like, I'm already knowing TJ got something behind, like, you know, and just seeing how, like, you just explaining right now, just connecting the dots, I'm like, okay, I see it right now, boo. You know? Yes, sir. So that's filthy as fuck, because I mean, I feel like when it comes to even just the name of the brand, it, you know, it got to have some meaning behind it when it comes to, you know, the person who created it. So I feel like, Eric, you got to clip that audio part, put it for your little commercial right there, just be like, give it, you know, backstory. But here, let's see.
Yeah, you're the first one to hear that, bro.
No, yeah, because I was really wondering. I was like, I wonder, like, who, because you just said you and your bro had the idea of, you know, making the brand. But I was like, okay, who had the idea of naming it and, yeah, then, you know, giving it all that? So that's
dope. I will take credit for the name. I will take credit for the name.
Hey, you hear it. But here, I got a couple questions for you. Looking back at 2019, so when we graduated, I guess comparing yourself from then to now, so it's been about like 4 years, shit, 4 year, I guess, what is it, anniversary since we graduated type shit. But yeah, what would you say is the biggest difference within yourself?
Man, from that point on, I think...
Because at that point, you were thinking college type of thing, right?
Yep. Yeah. It was way different. I was thinking being an engineer. I didn't think any, like... I did not think any of this business side would, like, come out of me, but... Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny how, like, life works out. I got rejected from UW Foster, actually, initially, right?
Yeah.
Like, I accepted at UW, but rejected from UW Foster.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, man. So, after that happened, it just pushed me to, like, prove to them. I'm like, man, you missed out on somebody that could have brought you, like, something great, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's how I kind of catered it towards. And, like, I'm just, like, learning as I get older to be grateful for the things that happen, because they cause you to where you be at today.
Yeah.
And no matter what it is, like even that car accident before, that was a big step in my life too, because it made me just realize like there's so many things to be grateful for, and you need to be appreciative for like the moment now.
Yeah.
And every day just strive to be your best, because you don't know when it's going to be the next. So,
bro, that shit still gives me goosebumps thinking about that fucking, the whole car situation, because... Even, like, the other day, I was driving past it. I was like, damn, bro, like, Cuddy could have just... I was like, damn, it was right there. I was like, damn. No, but I remember that whole experience, you telling me about that, and then just hearing you, you know. Man, shit, if you weren't here today, we would have never got this drop. You guys don't know. Nah, real shit, though, like, I'm glad just, like, seeing you progress through the years of just, like, you know, ever since then, I already knew that you... I don't know, something clicked in your mind, and you're like, it was like, you know, different kind of TJ. Like, I know, like you say, you're like, after that, you had a whole mind shift and all that. So, I don't know, just hearing you speak about the things you're doing, I already know that your mindset's in a whole different field from 2019, TJ, you know?
100%. Oh, God. Man, I think another part of it is, like, as you bet on yourself and you put more hours into, like, what you actually want to do, you know, you start banking on yourself more and realizing, like, hey, if I put my mind to do something, you can fucking do it. There's, like, no excuses you can really make.
No, that's facts.
I mean, in a general sense, I know that, you know, some people might not have as much opportunity or, like, so I am blessed to be where I'm at, and it's through the people that I've met. But, yeah, man, I really do believe that if you put work into something and consistently do it and...
Yeah.
Like, hard work pays off.
No, that's facts. I mean, shit. I know the other people around you, yeah, they could have supported you, but you put in the work. At the end of the day, I'll say that, TJ. Like, wholeheartedly, like, knowing you from back in, what, middle school when we were talking about sneakers, bro. Like, I would have never thought, like, oh, yeah, TJ about to be into shoes like that. Because, I mean, shit, back in the day, I thought everybody was going to be on some shoe shit. But it really just ended up you being the only one really just taking it to the heights that you did. So, you know.
Yep.
That's just 50 as fuck.
Okay. Appreciate you, bro. We not done yet. We not done yet. One day the store is going to open, I'm telling you.
Also, here, let's see. Next questions. So, actually, let's talk about SneakerCon. Because you had to work. So, what would you say your experience was? Because I know, shit, back in the day, we would have been like, oh, yeah, it was 50 as fuck. So, you know, like, how has your experience for that been?
Yo, for SneakerCon? Bro, SneakerCon.
Yeah.
I will tell you, it was one of the best experiences I've ever, like, had in terms of, like, feeling culture and, like, in the realm of sneakers. It was, like, the most craziest thing to ever see, and the amount of people were there, it was just, like, so amazing to see everybody comes together through one thing, you know? Just like sneakers. Like, it's crazy how it brings people together. So it's sick to see. But also, bro, I'm tired as fuck.
I'm already knowing the whole fucking, that whole week, I'm already knowing. You guys had the Tribune pre-party.
Yeah.
You know, all that shit. And,
man, so it started, you're right. So we started with, like, the Tribune pre-party. Mm-hmm. So we had to rearrange the store and everything, like, so many times. And then once the weekend of SneakerCon came, the pre-party was the day before, and then there was a live DJ. Tons of people were coming in and out the store all day. So, and I'm working, like, at that point, probably, like, 10-hour days, right? So I'm, like, 10-hour days for how many days straight? For, like, 4 or 5 days straight?
Damn.
It kind of adds up. It
catches up, too, for
real. And then you go to SneakerCon, you know? You go to SneakerCon, and there's all these people. And on top of this, they want to meet, like, you know, the big names and, like, Richie, Tan, Johnny, whatever, right? And they're at the booth. So, like, this thing, they want to meet them, but also they want to, like, sell their sneakers and stuff. So the line is just forever, dude. I'm telling you, there were so many people at SneakerCon. I heard there was over, like, 15,000 tickets sold, which is insane.
Bro, that is
for one day, one day event. That's 15K. Insane.
And mind you, that was the first one here.
That was the first ever one.
In, like, because I had to walk in with was it, who did I pull up? It was Steez, Christian, and my sister. But that line was fat. Like, we were probably sitting in line for probably like at least a good 20 minutes, bro. And it just kept on going. I thought I turned a corner and then it would be cool. And then you just see another whole line. Another and line. Then you have to go around another corner. I'm like, oh, damn, bro.
That's
like,
just to get in?
That's just to get in.
That's crazy. I didn't know that because I was in, like, because we had to get there early to set up our booth. So I didn't even know that.
You didn't, because I'm pretty sure you guys didn't even get to see the whole, like, I guess the lineup. Because you didn't have to line up because you had to, you know.
I walked out there one time to do buyouts and that was it. So I walked out, cashing people out, and then came back.
Yeah.
That was the only time I ever went out in the line.
Damn.
And that was the very beginning, so I didn't, like, it was early, so the line was pretty, and I saw the line was pretty long, but I didn't know it got that long.
Yeah.
Because that was, like, a couple hours before the event started, we were already there.
Yeah, so, I mean, to be honest, when you said 15,000 tickets sold for one day, I could believe it, because, bro, that line, I promise that was at least, like, at least 100 people in line, bro.
Yep.
Like, probably a little more than that. There's probably hella more, to be honest.
And that's pulling up late, too.
Yeah.
That's pulling up. Like, if you were there early, first,
Shit would probably been, like,
forever.
Yeah, no, that was, like, after that, I was like, damn, do I actually want to go, though? I was like, fuck. Unless they're, like, if there's an extra, fucking pay the extra and get the fast pass or hopefully get the, you know, like, I might do that next time. But that shit was ass waiting in line.
Yeah, for real.
Mm-hmm. And, shoot, what would you say, what have you learned, I guess, I don't know how often you see Richie and all them, like Richie Tan and Johnny, but I guess how has working at Tribute and, you know, just maybe like seeing them every once in a while or, you know, when you do, how has that, you know, what have you learned from that or learned from them?
From being with them, honestly, like they're honestly the coolest dudes ever. They're like super chill and they respect me, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And I respect them a lot for, because like they don't owe me anything, you know, but like, at the end of the day, no matter, like, what I do, they still support me, even with the brand. Like, Richie reached out and was like, hey, man, I heard you're launching your brand, and I just want to reach out and say, like, if you ever need advice, just let me know. Like, there's room for everybody to eat.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, Richie's actually, like, super, super cool for that. Because it's like, he doesn't owe me anything. He doesn't have to say this, but he still reached out. So, you know, seeing people that have made it that are so humble and just like down to earth, it makes me respect it more. And it's like, you never really know, like, I don't know, like where someone else is. So like your network, like with these people, because you can meet someone on the street that has like a multi-million-dollar business, whatever. And you can, you know, you network with them, but you don't even know.
That's facts. I mean, it's like, don't judge a book by its cover. Because, shit, Bill Gates don't even wear, like, all the designer stuff like everybody else that wants to look rich and stuff. But
for real. And also, another thing I will say that I learned from them is, like, just, like, take your time with life. You're at your own pace. Because, like, when they were the ages that we are, they didn't know what they were doing, you know. They didn't have a sense of direction, and they told me, like, back in the day, you know, Richie was moving to, like, L.A., you know, with the Funk Bros back then. Yeah. And then he didn't know what was going on. He just wanted to take an opportunity. And then, you know, from that, it's like, now look at where he's at. He had no sense of direction, but, like, eventually after, like, putting hours into work and, like, trying the YouTube thing, having fun with that, going into fashion a little bit, diving into that, and having their successes and their failures from, like, you know, way back then, they started RLC probably, like, I want to say 7 years ago or something. Damn. I remember them having their first drop. So from that to get to where they're at now is insane. Yeah. Because, you know, they, like I said, they didn't really know the direction that they wanted to go. They just had an idea of where they wanted to be, and they worked towards it every day. Yeah. That's one of those things. Like I said, you work on yourself every day. Mm-hmm. Show up. Mm-hmm. Number one, show up and be the best version of yourself you can. And if you do that every single day, that person that you wanted to be 5 years from now is the person that you will be. But it's crazy because once you reach that, then it's like...
This is the next one.
That's the next one, and it just keeps going.
Mm-hmm. I mean, shoot. If you guys didn't hear that, make sure you guys shoot replay that, because TJ was saying some real shit right there. I won't lie. And, I mean, actually, let's talk about the gym, actually. Because I know if we use that same, you know, philosophy, put it to the gym. You've been lifting. All I see on your snap, you've been hitting PRs and everything. So I guess has there been anything different this year that you've been, you know, when it comes to weightlifting or what?
When it comes to weightlifting, not really. I just I've stayed consistent.
Just going crazier?
Yeah, just stayed consistent the past year. Uh-huh. And then I had a little bit more focused goals. Like last year was more of a weight thing and like for definition, you know. But then once I got there, it's like maintained. So then I was like, man, but maintaining, it feels like I'm going to the gym for no reason.
Yeah.
So then I started playing a numbers game. I was like, all right, how much can I bench by like the end of May, you know, for example, and then how much can I squat by then? And then, well, I don't deadlift now, but then I'm going to start. And then, so once I do that, the next thing is going to be, when will I get into the thousands club?
So you're trying to do the bench, squat, deadlift. Thousand?
Damn. Yeah.
So what would you say right now is your strong suit when it comes to your lift?
My lifts?
Because your bench is pretty strong.
Definitely my bench.
Yeah.
Because, like, for my body weight is...
Because you're what, like...
Right now, I'm 160.
160 benching, what, like, two plates and something?
250.
250, so that's... No, yeah.
I don't think that was...
That's 90 pounds, right? 90 pounds different?
Yeah, that wasn't my PR either, and that's over 1.5%.
Yeah, that's...
1.5 times my body weight.
Yeah, it's basically, like, shoot, all I know is, like, ants are hella strong. They could carry, like, hella body weight. I don't know, like, for you to hit that... There's only two people I know that hit, I've seen that weighs like 160 hit 225 or even like a little more than that. And that's you and Christian, the Romanian one that I'll be lifting
for
with.
Bro,
because he was only like 150 hitting 225.
That's crazy.
150 something maybe.
That's hella impressive.
No, that's why I would be like, when I see you and him, I'm like, damn, you guys are pushing weight, goddamn.
That's crazy.
You know?
Nah, and that's also like, if you're with somebody that pushes you, like, to go heavier and like, hey, you'll hit it. You'll hit your goals.
Yeah.
Like you going with Christian, I'm pretty sure that helped him be able to do it because he sees you pushing weight, right? He's like, fuck, if Brent's doing this, I can do it too.
Oh, that's fair.
So that has a part of to do with it too.
Yeah.
When you see your surrounding, they help build you up, you know?
Yeah, the gym partners and shit, anything, like you said.
Yep.
Anybody that's around you, shoot, if they want the best for you, they're going to push you.
Exactly.
You know? And shoot, so... You know, we talked about, you know, what you learned from Richie and Tan. But what would you say, okay, because now you're a college graduate. It's 2023. How has your journey as being a scholar, like, what was something, like, a class that stuck with you, like a specific class that, or maybe a professor that said something that stuck with you throughout college? Or was college just kind of like a...
I'll tell you straight up right now.
Uh-huh.
Man, I could have done all these things that I'm doing right now
uh-huh.
without college. So that's all I have to say on that. So college was a good experience. It was cool for, you know, learning how to manage my time, networking with people, and just like properly presenting myself, because you are in that atmosphere where you have to be professional and you have to be able to work with other people, be efficient. So if anything, I learned more skills like that than I did from actual school itself. Unless you were talking about like accounting, finances.
I mean, that's a good answer that you gave me, because that's, you know, that's your honest opinion about just college at that point, because that's something like, you know, like I don't think I had a fucking answer I wanted you to say, you know, so that, no, that's, I say that's a solid answer.
So that's how I feel about that. And you know, there's a lot of ways that, you know, you can be successful without college. And that it's just, that's the truth nowadays.
That's facts.
We have all the knowledge in the world.
Got YouTube, Google, everything. I mean, to be honest, we got Instagram. You can see the tutorials that people post, or TikTok, or, you know, like all that. How to repaint shoes and stuff.
Exactly. Or like if you want to get into like photography or whatever, like, you know, those things, if you actually really enjoy it, put your time into it, you can learn a lot online. You can do it. You can learn from day trading stocks, you can learn all of that on YouTube. You know, so that's what I'm saying. So, you know, the degree now is more looked up for commitment. So if you're, you know, trying to get that corporate job, if that's for you, then the degree is worth it, you know? And it will get your foot in the door. But other than that, I say, like, it's more of the skills you learn from it, and you learn more about yourself, really.
And, I mean, the follow-up question for that was actually being a business owner, or, you know, running Tap and Kicks while being in college, like, what was that whole experience like? Because like you said you didn't need to go to college for the things you were doing, but I guess, like you said, how was, like, what are some examples of, you know, the networking aspect, or just the working with other people and all that?
I'll tell you right now, during college... I did not sleep, bro.
Yeah, I'm already doing shit.
It was tapping kicks like 8 hours a day. I was grinding. That was my full-time job. And then I just put all my effort into that. And then just hustling, straight up hustling. And then after that, or like whatever, school might have been early or whatever. But I was always school and tapping. And that was the two things. And that's why I learned how to manage my time. Because that's all like, I really did, you know?
No, that's fair.
So then, man, hold on. One more time. What was the question?
The question was, so being a business owner and going to college, how was the whole experience like?
Oh, the experience. Man, it's just busy. I would say it was just...
I mean, shoot, like you said, no sleep.
It just felt busy. And, no, it was really cool to meet the people that I did, though, because the people that I've been in college... They're still good friends to this day, and they knew everything that I was doing, and the people that I met actually supported it, because I went to school for business, and then everybody knew what I was doing. Every class, I would like present myself as a business owner. I'd say, hey, I run this page, I do these things, and you know, if you ever need a plug on sneakers, let me know, basically. And then, and then, so I just marketed myself, so people know me. For college, they're like, yo, that's TJ, you know, he's the sneakerhead. Hey, if you need the plug, go to him. Like, literally when I was in classes, people would say that, hey, you guys need shoes? Go to this guy. But so if anything, I learned how to, like I said, present myself in a professional manner, but also, like, you know, still, like, be present and, you know, live in the moment as a college student still.
I mean, shoot. I mean, kudos to you, because when it comes to shit, going to college and doing running the business that you did, shoot, I'm already knowing that shit crazy. Fucking 8 hours doing the social media page, all that, delivering shoes, all that, and then going to school and then the homework.
Yep. It was tough, bro, I will say.
And shoot.
Pays off, though. Pays off, because now, you know. With college, the cool thing is you always have a backup, too. So, like I said, it's a foot through the door. And, you know, the memories I have from it, from the people that I did meet, and the network that I made is pretty cool. Because a lot of people you meet, they end up working at these corporate positions or starting their own businesses. So, it's really cool to just see everybody grow.
No, that's nice. So
it's really cool.
Because it's like you guys start at UW, graduate, and then...
And then
everybody does it.
Literally everywhere, bro. All over the freaking nation, the world, whatever. I see them doing such cool things, and I'm just like, bro, I support it, and it's cool as fuck that, like, they made it, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's what, at the end of the day, you know, I have different goals, mm-hmm. but that's the things they want to do. They wanted those corporate positions. They want to start their own businesses, whatever. And then yeah. now they're doing it. Mm-hmm. And it's cool to see that, you know, their hard work is paying off.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said, I think it's the skills you learn from college. It's mm-hmm. like through the networking, the hard yeah. work you put in, time management, things like that.
Yeah.
All the little things that you learn every day are like, you're forced to do almost. It's mm-hmm. not, maybe you don't even like, it's a skill like you want to learn,
yeah.
but you're forced
yeah.
to do these things. So then it just builds up and it gets, you know, those people to the points they're at.
Yeah.
Got me to where I'm at. So.
Yeah. I mean, shoot, it's wherever your surroundings, like you said, and at the end of the day, you're just going to adapt and pick up new skills that, you know, you might not want to pick up, but it's going to, shoot, we're all humans. We adapt, you know.
Exactly.
Just to, because we're going to wrap it up soon, because I know you got to go and we're on time crunch. Any new goals for 2023 that, I mean, for the rest of the 7 months that we got?
For the 7 months we got.
You just dropped your new...
Dropped the new...
New shorts. New shorts. Yes, sir.
Man. Eventual goals.
Mm-hmm. By December.
I will say by December.
PRs or anything.
Man. Maybe. Okay. PRs?
Yep. Go on.
Okay. So, we'll go with... We'll start with the gym.
Let's start with PRs.
And we'll right go here. To the House of Heritage and yep. what's happened. But... Yep. And maybe a little bit of tribute. Mm-hmm. But... Our personal goals and in the gym,
mm-hmm.
a 275 bench,
275,
405 squat,
405.
And then deadlift. I still need to start, so I don't really have a range of numbers for that. But
I mean, at that point, you're already what, 600, almost 700 at that point of yep. almost 300 deadlift. That's all you need, bro.
That's true.
You know, so
maybe a 315 deadlift. We'll just yeah. say 315 deadlift.
But the thing is, bro, if you're squatting four or five. Yeah, 4 or 5. You're definitely gonna be able to deadlift 315, bro.
Man, I hope so.
I'm already doing.
And then in terms of House Heritage,
mm-hmm.
man, by then I hope we cook up our fall winter drop, because mm-hmm. you're talking about the end of the year, so
yeah.
there will be a fall winter drop, and then we're doing another drop this summer. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just looking forward to pushing out new designs and mm-hmm. new colorways and just playing with it, experimenting with it, mm-hmm. see where it really takes me
yeah.
and see how big it can really go and how, you know, big the audience can grow.
Yeah.
Because this is really, really the beginning, so I have no clue. It's hard to, you know, say what the future is with the brand that just started.
Like a couple of days ago you just posted, you know?
Exactly. So it's really hard to gauge where it can really go and... how many people are just buying it to support, you know, hey, this is the homie.
Oh, yeah.
Or if it's like, you know, people that they're buying it and they're like really, really fuck with it. And they'll, you know, and the word spreads and it keeps going. So, it's kind of hard to quantify right now, mm-hmm. but I am looking forward to just like playing with that idea and more designs and having the brand grow.
I'm already knowing.
Pop-ups.
You know, yeah, I'm already knowing because, shoot, tomorrow, what, you're about to be at UW or something?
Yep,
I'm about to be at UW.
Look at that.
Yep. You know, like just get people, just do reaction, be like, oh yeah, what you think about this, you know, and then just do quick content like that, boom.
For real, TikTok, I might have boom. To. You, hey
I might pull up. What time are we going?
I have to be there 10 to 5. So
10 to 5. All right, I'm probably gonna go golf at like 4. So I'll probably try and pull up in the morning. Type shit.
That's cool.
Let's go. I'll pop up. What's up?
That'd be dope.
Yeah, I need to write that down right now.
Bro, there's a lot of cool people you'll meet, and
that's good.
Yeah, and you'll be able to do a lot of interviews and stuff.
But here, I'm going to write this down right now. And then, all right, well, while I'm writing this down, goals for tapping. What's the next steps? What's this, year 5, year 4?
Man, I just want to come back harder than I ever, like, was, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to get new inventory. I just want to keep everything fresh.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to do more with it. I want to be more present and be more of a... you know, a personality for Tapping. Because, you know, a lot of people know me, but then for those that don't, I want to, you know, be a personality of Tapping Kicks. People are more likely to stand for a brand and, mm-hmm. like, engage with the brand if they know who's running it and the personality behind it.
Yeah.
You know, what their morals are, their integrity, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to be personalize the brand a little more mm-hmm. than I have before. And then... stay consistent with the social media because I just have not been on top of it,
bro.
To say the least.
Outsource it. Get a manager.
Good.
Or a social media manager. You could, find some in, just search it up on Google or Fiverr. You could find some.
That's true.
Assistants, virtual assistants, all that, you know.
That Set is it true. All up,
boom, boom, boom. You don't got to stress about that. That's you know? A good point. That's what I've been thinking about. I'm like, man, social media manager, just to, you know, have them organize everything, create stuff. Shoot, give them like 10% or whatever you make.
Yeah.
5%, I don't know. Shoot, run the numbers, you know.
True.
But yeah, I mean, where could they find you on social medias? Instagram, TikTok. All
right. Social medias is just Tap and Kick. So it's TAPPIN.kicks. Yes, and then it's House of Heritage. That's our new brand. It's House of HTG. Mm-hmm. And then we had to shorten it because, you know, Heritage is kind of long. So yeah. House of HTG.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, and then if you want to follow the personal, it's just TJ.Tran.
Yes, that simple. Hey. Well, appreciate you for pulling up. I feel like, it's been like, 2 years since we did the first podcast?
It's been 2 years.
Right?
Car accident, so, yeah.
Damn, 2 years. 2 years. Well, shoot. I mean, appreciate you pulling up again.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me,
you
bro.
You know, this shit, good talk. I mean, you fuck with the studio, new spot, you know? The
studio is crazy, bro. Bro, hey. And the mic, bro, this setup, I'm this still like... Crazy. It's crazy hearing myself talk. It's like, what?
It's like you're on an actual podcast, bro. Huh?
No, it's wild. I know. It's like the stuff I see on like Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? I'm doing this right now.
No, that's facts. That's facts. But shoot, make sure you guys tune in. New podcast. I mean, this is dropping this Sunday. I know I've been sloughing, but we're going to try and get back to it. So catch you guys.
Peace. Yes, sir. Take it easy, y'all. Yep.